Welcome mga dudes at mga dudettes. Ito na naman si Kevin. Live dito sa reception area ng opisina namin. Para sa isa na namang episode ng Elitistang Uibo Podcast. So, since yun, I'm working on a Sunday. So, I just discovered na tahimik pala dito sa ano, sa reception area pag Sundays. Kasi yun, wala yung reception kasi wala namang nag-a-apply pag Sunday ng ano. Or wala namang masyado pumupunta dito pag Sunday, maliban na lang kung may pasok ka or may work ka on a Sunday, which is I am right now. So, ito, nakahanap ako ng tahimik na spot kung saan pwede akong mag-record if given a chance na makakapag-record. So, ito tayo ngayon. So, medyo nakakapanibago yung audio kasi, yun nga, walang masyadong background noises, hindi katulad sa park, but yun, basta, if hindi naman ganun karami yung trabaho and I could still do a recording, maybe we could use this spot for upcoming episodes ng podcast. So, yun. Kamusta tayo, guys? Ako, ayun, ito. I'm still adjusting to the weekend's work. So, yun nga. Buti na lang, Sundays. Sundays, wala masyadong ginagawa. Minsan, actually, just today, before lunch, tapos na yung trabaho namin. So, yun. This is my free time. So, I could do these recordings and yun, it would be uploaded after recording, of course. So I hope that everyone is doing good. Ano man yung ginagawa natin, resting, working, being with friends or being with their loved ones. And yeah, I hope na nasa mabuti kayong kalagayan na nakikinig nitong podcast na to. So, before we go on to our meats and potatoes for this episode, let's do some housekeeping / hype and hayop. So, for the housekeeping part, so if hindi nyo pa alam, I guested on another podcast. So, the title of the podcast is Anime Angas or Anime X Angas kasi meron silang X between anime and angas. So, it's something in reference to like Spy Family or Hunter x Hunter na may X between the words. So, yan. Anime Angas, it's a new podcast that is more centered on anime hosted by Duckbird. Yun, gusto niya tawagin yung sarili niya, Duckbird. So, yun, I guested on his most recent episode, which is episode 4, and we talked about manga reading over watching the anime, in which, yun, masyado yata akong dumaldal, or I think I had a TED talk on what, on the benefits of reading the manga over watching the anime. So, if you want to see or to hear my insights about that, punta na lang kayo dun sa episode niya and maybe I'll have it be link on the description of this episode as well. So again, that's Anime X Angas and kasama ko dun yan, other from the host Duckbird, I also have Niji, a cosplayer from Cebu. So yan. So that's for the housekeeping part. So mapunta tayo ng konting hype or hayop or the things that I did within the past few days that, you know, kind of hype and some of the hype for the past few days as well. So, let's start with the hype. So, yun nga, a few days ago, it's our payday. So, if payday, of course, there will be geeky purchases. So, for this time, binili ko, actually, meron akong choice between two. I could get a Super Robot Wars OG HG or HGS HGSWOG na guest pens, or I could get like 4 mangas for the same for almost the same price. So yun, nangibabaw sa akin yung pagiging reader than the builder. So what I have bought are actually 4 volumes of Sakamoto Days. So Sakamoto Days is one of the awesome new manga on Shonen Jump, currently at like 100 plus chapters na siya currently. But I already yun, I got the first 4 volumes available siya on the bookstore na madalas kong pinupuntahan. So yun, kinuha ko siya and actually I'm on the process of reading it. So basically Sakamoto Days is if John Wick is a Japanese assassin na nag-retire and yun, hindi namatay yung asawa niya at hindi namatay yung aso niya. So that's basically it, or that's just me simplifying it, but it's more than that. It's just something na mas madaling maintindihan ng normies or ng iba. So Sakamoto Days is an amazing manga. It's excellently drawn. Hindi siya sing epic ng drawing of a Black Clover or a ano ba magandang drawings ngayon, or like a One Punch Man na nagawa ni Yusuke Miura, but Sakamoto Days is still is a really good looking manga, and napakaganda ng action paneling niya when it comes to action as well. So it's a really a must read, and I really hope na with this further support of this would land Sakamoto Days a anime adaptation na parang Chainsaw Man or parang Kaijun number 8, which is upcoming and such. So speaking of Chainsaw Man and stuff, yeah, tuloy-tuloy pa rin yung panonood natin ng mga animes na pinalabas this season, and yun, they are still really really amazing. So Bleach Thousand Year Blood War already had its episode 2 or episode 3, episode 2. Chainsaw Man is already at episode 3 along with Blue Lock. So sobrang jam-pack talaga nung ano na to, ng season na to for really good animes, and that's just 3 na binabanggit ko ngayon. May Spy X Family pa tayo. Hindi ko pa nasisimulan yung Yurusei Yatsura. I forget the name, but that Rumiko Takahashi manga na ginawa ulit ng anime. So that's something na hindi ko pa napapanood as of now. Witch of Mercury, I already saw the first episode. I'm hooked, but maybe I'll watch it, or I'll watch the succeeding episodes when I got time, kasi sobra talaga jam-pack ng season na to for good animes. And oh, syempre magbanggit tayo ng konting hype for this installment. So other from I got declined for SSS enrollment again. Ewan ko, hindi nila matanggap yung selfie photo ko with my deposit slip and my ID. So maybe I'll try again, which is kind of sucks. Tinanggap na nila yung screenshot ng deposit slip. Tinanggap nila yung screenshot ko ng ID ko, pero hindi nila matanggap yung selfie. Ano yun, may problema ba sa mukha ko? I'm not sure. But I'm starting to square one once again, which is kind of bumming, kasi you have all this technology, tapos pwede mo lang ipasa sa kanila for screenshots. It's like a picture file na like 3 MB. Oh my god, hindi rin ganun kaganda yung makukuha mo quality for a 3 MB file. But I don't know kung saan napupunta yung funds nila for upgrading or for their websites or whatnot, or their online capabilities. I'm not sure. So SSS, kayo yung hayop ng week na to. Gusto ko lang naman mag-enroll na for me to be able to file a loan para makatulong sa mga gastusin sa bahay, because you know, the economy is in shambles. I'm just exaggerating it, but totoo, with the inflation or the rising prices, ang hirap talagang mag-budget ngayon. So I need a few help sana, but these things happen, so that's just bumming. But I don't wanna bring down this episode to really sad stuff, kasi meron pa tayong this is something funny, another government thing. So a few days ago, a certain senator, starts with the letter J, na anak na isang dating pangulo, sige na, sabihin ko na, si Jinggoy, the bad one, kasi yung kapatid niya si JV is the good one. I don't know, baka si Jinggoy nga yung bad one. So Jinggoy has this notion na we are not supporting locally made entertainment shows, or we are not supporting local entertainment, and masyado ro tayong obsessed with K-dramas, which is not me. I watch a few K-dramas, but you know, at ang title nito ay Elitistang Weibo Podcast at hindi Elitistang Korea Boo. So I'm safe with that. I'm kind of safe. Pero the idea is still the same. We are more interested in consuming like foreign concepts or foreign shows and entertainment rather than our own, which is sort of true. Pero the issue kasi is our local entertainment kind of sucks. Yeah, I said it. It kind of sucks. It sucks talaga. So with like paulit-ulit na storylines with our dramas, what being shown mainstream is just with the effects, my God, sa Darna na lang, the recent Darna one, ginagawa na siyang meme, a freaking supervillain is using like a pillow to kill his victims. I mean, why? Ano, nagtitipid ba siya ng mana or nagtitipid ba siya ng powers? I don't know, but why? Yun na lang talaga. And sobrang dami pa nating examples of really bad effects showing on our local TV shows because, yun nga, binabarat yung mga creatives natin, in which we are on par with the world. My God, we have people or we have kababayan na nagtatrabaho sa Pixar or nasa Disney, or we actually have a branch of Toei Animation here in the Philippines. So, hindi natin problema pagiging creative. It's just that hindi sila appreciated sa atin. I'm not sure what the problem is, but creativity is not our problem. It's just incentivizing creativity. Maybe yun yung gusto kong ipunto for this time. Kasi if you look at other countries, even look at Korea. Korea, the government is helping their local scene. Binsan may subsidies ba for them to create like dramas na medyo groundbreaking, na unique in some ways. But yun nga, they have the help of their government. Dito, it's on the big companies, the advertisers. So they just wanted na mabawi nila kung ano yung ginastos nila for producing, kahit na gumawa sila ng, you know, a not good product. Pero of course, there's gonna be people that will consume them, and I'm not blaming them for consuming those, but yeah, di naman talaga masama yung pag-consume natin of entertainment. It's just that dapat we do extra, or our creatives, or extra support must be given to them, kasi tayo lang din yung mapapahiya pag nilabas natin yung mga ano natin, tapos yun yung quality nila. So I think that's a lot na from me talking about these shenanigans. Hindi ko na isasama yung sinabi pa ng isang senator about him being more good looking than the Koreans. It's just stupid. So, hindi na tayo magde-delve into doon. So, mapunta na tayo into the meats and potatoes of this episode. So, I titled this episode, the title is actually the name of the show. So, I have a fun story about it. But, let me just give you an insight on what's this show is. So basically, this is the last installment of the Rescue Police series, the trilogy that was made late 90s, early 90s. It started with Wind Spectre. After that is Soul Brain. So we are gonna talk about Exedraft or Tukso Exedraft, which is shown like February 1992. So basically, this is the metal hero that was shown on my birth year. So what's this fun story that I have with Exedraft? So I have like, you know, Spotify or YouTube back then. Pag nagko-commute ako, I'm listening to music sometimes. So meron akong audio file. So back then, audio file pala yung nalalagay ko sa phone ko, kasi, you know, hindi naman ganun. Di ko afford ang magkaroon ng data to have my data on all the time. So I have like MP3 files of music I wanted to listen to. So, and I have it categorized into groups like tokusatsu songs, anime, mecha songs, and whatnot. So I have this playlist of like 200 tokusatsu songs ranging from Super Sentai, Kamen Rider, Ultraman, and Metal Heroes. And one of those songs is the opening of this show, Exidraft. So, minsan, pag if I feel like doing it, sinasabayan ko yung tugtog. So, of course, I feel like gustong sabayan si Takayuki Miyauchi on singing the theme song of this show. So, yun, napa-exidrafuto. So, and then, yun, I realized na nasa public transport ako and people are looking at me. Yun, I am kind of embarrassed, pero why the hell I care? Hindi ko naman sila kilalang lahat. So, yun, tumahimik na lang ako after that and just bop my head with the music. Kasi, yun nga, nagulat sila. I just shouted Exidrafuto out of nowhere. So, that's the story. So, ano ba itong Exidraft? So, yes, basically, Exidraft is the third installment of or the last installment of the Rescue Police trilogy of the Metal Heroes, which started with Wind Spectre and Soul Brain. Yun, pinalabas nga siya on the year of my birth. And also, yeah, the last installment of that particular series of shows. So, what is a Rescue Police, by the way? So, basically, Rescue Police is somewhat of a grounded, more grounded version of the Space Sheriffs, because Space Sheriffs are more into the sci-fi space wumbo jumbo. So with the Rescue Police series, medyo grounded sila. All of them are Earth-based. So it started with Wind Spectre, which has a human hero, which is Captain Fire. Captain Fire is the only human in that group, and the two other companions are actually robots. So fast forward tayo into Soul Brain, the next show. Ngayon, dalawa na yung human dun with Soul Braver and Soul Gen, and they have the robot companion Soul Dozer as their third member. So Exidraft kind of been different kasi wala na silang robot companions, but this time it's three humans, an Interpol agent, a former detective, and a fireman, and they're an all-man team. So, para silang Sun Vulcan, if you know your Sentai. So, basically, it's the same concept as the first two. Rescue Police, they are more into solving crimes, rescuing people from disasters, and wala sila masyadong central villain, in which making it more grounded than your typical Metal Hero flair. So, what's really good with Exidraft is, yun nga, lahat na sila humans and they have really cool vehicles. They have like an SUV called Scramhead, which is like a custom Chevrolet K5 Blazer. Yun yung sinasakyan ni Draft Blues at ni Draft Keys, the two companions, and Draft Redder. Yung leader nila or yung captain nila is driving a Laria 7. Ayun yung name nung sasakyan na yun sa show, but it's actually a custom Chevrolet Corvette C4, I think. So, again, the tradition of the Metal Heroes using cool vehicles is still a thing. So, yun nga, Exidraft is already been fans of quite some time na. You can find it on the internet, and there's actually like official subs being uploaded to the Toei Tokusatsu channel sa YouTube. So the first two episodes pa rin yung nakasub doon. I really don't know bakit hindi nila masub yung buong show officially para marami makapanood on a official capacity of it. So, but that's just Toei being cheap, or Toei being Toei, it seems. But Exidraft is a really good show. Yun nga, walang masyadong central villain. The three main guys are all compelling characters with their own personality. So yun nga, si Captain has strong sense of justice. He knows five languages, and it's his like really good with his job. draft blues since he's a former detective, yun nga, his specialty is investigations, and yun, medyo harsh siya on criminals. And draft keys is actually like somewhat of a muscle. Siya yung muscle man nung team because draft keys is actually a martial artist and a fireman as well. So there's a lot of characters with Exit Draft, but yun, ang focus is actually the Exit Draft team. So that's something that you can look forward watching in every episode. Ano ba? Also, what also is being unique with Exit Draft is actually it was originally conceptualized as a separate show na hindi dapat kadugtong ng Wind Spectre and Soul Brain, but it seems that they have changed their mind kasi somewhere between the final stretch of episodes may bumalik na isang character from both shows. So that's something that makes it somewhat on the same universe as those two. Also, fun fact with Exit Draft, Draft Redder, the captain or the leader of the team, actually had his upgrade made on the same show, which is Sink Redder, which is basically the same costume, but it has like white lines on top of it. Fire Red or Captain Fire actually had his upgrade, pero nangyari yon not on Wind Spectre, but already on Soul Brain. So you have that information. Actually, I said it on that previous episode. So, yun nga, it's a really fun show with fun action and really lovable characters. So I really implore you to at least watch the first two episodes na available sa Toei Tokusatsu channel. And if hindi pa rin siya fully sub on an official capacity, just sail the high seas or just creative googling kasi there are already fan subs of the show and hindi kayo magsisisi kasi it's really a fun one. Not just the concept of the show, music is also great. Of course, that's Takayuki Miyauchi with the opening songs. So that's something really, really good. And also something na ano, gusto ko lang idagdag, with Exit Draft, on the latter half of the series, basically they shifted the tone of it or somewhat change their focus kasi by this latter half of the series they kind of push for a more supernatural approach with the villains. So basically angels and demons exist and they are basically energy beings, so that's somewhat supernatural, but they still wanted to put a scientific spin on it since metal heroes are mostly technology-based concepts or technology or science fiction-based shows. So they somewhat still wanted to make it science-based, but of course that's angels, demons, and basically yung huli na kalaban nila is basically Satan. So how can you not have, or ano pang mas iba bad guy if your bad guy is the bad guy? So that's something fun or something unique and fun with XC Draft. So with all these ramblings I have with XC Draft, isa lang naman yung gusto ko sabihin, watch it. So it's fun. It's a piece of tokusatsu history, and that's something na dapat ma-appreciate natin kasi we don't have our really cool shots na ginagawa sa Tsuburaya or ginagawa sa Ultraman or sa Godzilla films. We don't have yun, back then they don't have the luxury of putting a green screen or having CGI effects. So everything that you see on the screen are all physical. The sparks, the dragging of the miniatures, all of those are made, or yes, those are made to be put on screen, and all of those are tangible. So that's something na that I still appreciate with these older tokusatsu shows. Kaya gusto ko silang pinabalik-balikan every once in a while pag nagsasawa akong manood ng anime kasi yun, even though anime is always amazing because of the art and the flow of the action, minsan nakakasawang manood ng ganun. So you wanted to see something physical, kaya those are yun yung charm for me of watching live action stuff, the tangibleness, or yeah, the tangibleness of what I'm seeing on screen is what I appreciate with live action presentations like these tokusatsu shows. So yun, so sobrang thank you for listening to me rambling on this Sunday night for this installment ng Elitistang Weibo Podcast. Medyo bago yung setup natin kasi yun nga, nakahanap ako ng bagong spot na I could record in, so I could, pwede akong sumundot-sundot ng recording on this corner of the building. So again, super thank you for those still listening to me after 50 plus episodes of these crazy ramblings of mine. So next time, let's do something different kasi this is now the end of Metal Hero October. So balik tayo on Metal Hero October 3, The Revenge or something. So, and marami pa tayong mapag-uusabang ibang Metal Heroes. Hindi ko pa nababanggit si Spillvan, or hindi ko pa nababanggit si ano, si Jaspion, or Metalder, or Jiraiya. But mapupunta tayo doon once we got into the next Metal Hero October. So next week, we'll talk about something horror related kasi this is the month of spooks. Ewan ko bat ako nag team month ng tokusatsu or metal heroes on the month of spooks. But let's have the spooks next week kasi mag-uusapan natin ng isang animated movie that is really, really scary. Not in the sense of it's a supernatural scary, but it's scary, real scary. And surprise na lang kung ano yung ano natin, ako ano yung may feature natin on that horror horror themed episode for this podcast. So that's it. Sobrang thank you talaga for all of you listening to this podcast. You can always follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/elitistangweebpod. My personal Twitter and Instagram is at elitistangkebs on both Twitter and Instagram. And on the description of this of this show or of this episode, there are links. Those are affiliated links that we have for Shopee and Lazada. So if you have items on your cart on either platforms, just click or copy the corresponding link for the platform that you are using. I-redirect naman nila kayo papunta dun sa site, and just continue with your checkout process. A small portion of your purchases will be given to us and will be used to keep the lights on for this podcast. So that's it. Sobrang thank you talaga for you sticking with me for this installment ng Metal Hero October. So again, this is Metal Hero October 2, Electric Boogaloo, or Metallic Boogaloo yata yung sinabi ko doon. And babalik tayo onto the next year with a new set of Metal Heroes that we are gonna be kicking out. So hanggang sa susunod natin pakikita, huwag kayong mawala dahil magbabalik pa. But lagi ko sinasabi magbabalik dahil masusunod pang Elitistang Weibo Podcast, Zet.